You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And on another wonderfully beautiful day in Eastern Iowa, we welcome you into the Gym Class program here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio stream, and mobile app as well as your smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Ben on the other side of the glass once again here today. Good show coming up for you. We're going to talk a lot about the Big Ten and what they're looking forward to in the next month. The Big Ten, the bell cow as far as starting off television rights deals in college athletics and what this means to the future of viewing. And we will talk about that with you. Get your opinion on that coming up. Going to talk some baseball with you as well, as we're a month into the season now, or just about a month into the season. And we'll kick that around with you today, as well as all of the topics of the day. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting their website at dupaco.com. And, of course, you can find out more by going to that website. You can also find out more by going and clicking the story on our website and all the information available about DuPaco Community Credit Union at kgymradio.com. 46 degrees, rainy. Welcome to May 3rd. This is read today that crops are now 2 weeks in growing. Not growing, I should say, behind schedule as far as all of the farmers and folks in agriculture out there. And it's not good. We need some sun. We need some warm weather, Mark, not only for us, but, we need it for our livelihoods here in the state of Iowa. So how you doing today?
Doing well. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And I think there's light at the end of the tunnel based on the forecast starting tomorrow. Let's cross our fingers. But listen, the crops will get in. Okay.
Just need some sun. We all need some sun. We're going to feel really good when we see the sun again, aren't we? We're going to feel much better. Not that everyone's gloomy or anything like that.
No, I think it'd be better for our moods.
I think it would be. I think it would be. We're in good mood today. Are you in a good mood today? I could be better if the sun was out, but it's not too bad.
We'll find out on the text line. I mean, were old guys get off our lawn show or what? But it amuses me.
319-366-1600 is that text line. 319-366-1600. And that is our phone line as well. If you'd just like to pick up the phone and give us a call. 319-366-1600. One game afternoon baseball going on right now. The Mets leading the Braves 2-1. That is early. That is in the bottom of the second inning. Everything else is coming up under the lights or late this afternoon or a combination of both. And that includes game one of the Crosstown Series tonight. Cubs and the White Sox will go at it at Wrigley Field in Chicago. As I believe Michael Kopech will be on the mound for the White Sox tonight. If I have the rotation down, I will check it out right now. Yes, Michael Kopech against Drew Smyly tonight at Wrigley Field, which will be wet and probably rainy coming up this evening. And we're going to talk a little baseball right now. Reached out to several folks. Came up empty except for this week, but next week Mike Petrillo is going to join us. So we will talk with Mike coming up next week. But, just a look at the early trends as far as baseball is concerned in 2022 here, Mark. And so far anyway, the New York Yankees, despite George Costanza being in the organization for a long, long time, they have won 10 in a row. They are 17-6. And the New York Yankees, with the best record as far as Major League Baseball is concerned at this point. And I guess not really a surprise to anybody out there, is it?
Not really. I think a lot of us like Toronto's chances.
They're right there.
Maybe even a little bit of Tampa Bay. But I think those three teams are going to fight it out throughout the year. The surprise team to me is the Angels, which your White Sox handled
split.
Yesterday.
Yeah, split. 2 out of 4.
But handled them yesterday, yeah. Angels leading the West by 2.5 games. The other New York team doing well, the New York Mets. What about Milwaukee? Spencer's Milwaukee Brewers.
15-8 so far. 15-8, off to a very good start. Starting with the two central divisions, obviously with the National League and the American League. Let's start with the National League Central. You mentioned the Milwaukee Brewers off to a tremendous start through 23 games, and you know that takes into consideration the fact that they spun their wheels a little bit in the first week of the season against NL Central foes. But Milwaukee has been terrific since then. They are 11-5 against their mates in the NL Central, and 8-4 on the road so far. The Brewers are going into play coming up this evening. Cardinals have played good baseball as well. They are 13-9, and you cannot say on May 3rd you're separating yourself from the rest of the division because it's way too early. The Cubs and the Pirates are...
Unless you're Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I saw a tweet the other day that Cincinnati, at the height of the Big Red Machine, lost 54 games one year. They went 108-54. And the person who covers the Reds in this tweet said, is this team going to win 54 games? I think that might not be the case right now as far as the Cincinnati Reds are concerned. Cincinnati Reds are the worst team in baseball. I hate to see it because, you know, of all the proud tradition that the Reds have. I mean, obviously, going back to the days of Sparky Anderson and the Big Red Machine. But it looked like Cincinnati, even a couple years ago, was starting to turn the corner. And it just it went south in a hurry.
It did. The Reds, I don't need to come to their defense, but they've started out the season playing the NL West quite a bit. And the result has been 0-13 against the West. So 13 of the 22 games have been against the West, which is very, very strong. You know, nobody else in that division has played more than 4 games against the West. So kind of a bad hand dealt to the Reds at the start of the season. Nevertheless, it's not a good baseball team.
No, it is not. And Brewers get – Spencer lets us know the Brewers get the Reds 6 times coming up. that's not good news for the rest of the National League Central. And the Cardinals have done very, very well. They've got good pitching to start things off. I think the early results and returns as far as, you know, people coming back, Albert Pujols in particular for St. Louis, have been terrific. The Cardinals are 13-9, as you mentioned. Pittsburgh, I think, is doing better than anticipated. I mean, Mitch Keller is... If you can get any offensive support, would have a 2 or 3 wins right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates do not score any runs for the Cedar Rapids native. And I think the Cubs are pretty much where a lot of people thought the Cubs were going to be. 9-13 right now. And the Reds, as I mentioned, they are a mess. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment. We talk a little baseball with you here on the first half of the program on this Tuesday edition of the show, brought to you by DePaco Community Credit Union. Hats off to your Minnesota Twins, Mark. Thank goodness somebody is over 500 in the American League Central.
14-9 right now, 3.5-game lead over the Guardians. Your White Sox are 4.5 back, and I'm not going to get real excited and you know, make any proclamations right now. We're not even at the quarter pole, but early indications are that this team has done exactly what people didn't think they were going to do. Minnesota has pitched very well. Starting pitchers, while they don't sometimes get going to go five innings, but they might give you four good innings. And the bullpen has been good. The offense starting to come around. Carlos Correa getting hot, which is a good sign. Jose Miranda, one of the top, prospects he was Minnesota Minor League Player of the Year last year. He's up. He got his first start last night. He's going to start tonight at first base and bat fifth. And I think we may have seen the end of Miguel Sano's
career. I was just going to ask you, did that move by the Twins signal the end for Miguel Sano?
Rocco Baldelli said Sano may need surgery on his knee, which he wrenched, apparently. He goes on the IL and goes under surgery. Apparently wouldn't be a season-ending surgery. But Sano might get a at-bat or two yet this year, but I think his days in Minnesota are numbered. He's going to be a free agent. What the market will be, who knows? Somebody's going to take a gamble on him.
Somebody will gamble on him.
It would not sadden me.
You've given him so many chances. You've given him so many chances. 319-366-1600, our friend Cyclone Tim, resident Cincinnati Reds fan. Rain and Reds losses. At least I know it will stop raining at some point. We hope. Even the Reds will have a good streak. I am not too proud to say that I think, right now, anyway, 20-some games into the season, the most disappointing team in baseball is my Chicago White Sox. Yes, they have been bit by a ton of injuries so far, but still, it doesn't make up for the lack of fundamental execution, does not make up for the lack of constant base on balls by the pitching staff, except for Dylan Cease, who has been terrific. Michael Kopech's been pretty good, too, but they don't let him pitch very much. If he gets into the fifth inning, it's a time for celebration. But at any rate, it's been a tough start. Yoan Moncada is going to be back soon. He's at Charlotte. He's playing in AAA. Eloy Jimenez, who knows, second straight year, he's going to be out for a significant amount of time. A.J. Pollock is coming back, but he's off to a slow start. Jose Abreu is off to his customary slow start. Yasmani Grandal is off to his customary slow start. And Luis Robert is just back now as far as the lineup is concerned. And there is pressure on Tony La Russa. There is no doubt. This team was made to put together to win starting this year. And so far, 9-13 has not been a great start. Minus 21 and run differential right now for the White Sox. And
3-9 against the Central.
Yeah.
That's not the worst in the Central.
Minnesota polished them off. Cleveland polished them off. Kansas City has had the upper hand. I thought Detroit would be better right now. I thought Detroit had a pretty good nucleus coming into 2022. Javi Baez coming on board for this team, and they're 7-14 right now. They're in worse shape than the White Sox are at this particular point anyway. Look, Boston is not off to a good start as well. A lot of people thought Boston was going to be a contender and still may be this year. We'll have to wait and see. You mentioned the Angels. Seattle kind of hanging in there along with Houston. Houston got off to a slow start, but they're back over 500 now. In the National League, Atlanta off to a little bit of a slow start. Washington is just not very good right now. And boy, the Nationals fell to hard times very, very quickly after their world championship. Miami's off to a 12-10 start. That's a very good start. The NL West is terrific. Four teams, four over 500. And Arizona not playing bad ball at 11-13 at this point. But Dodgers lead the Padres by percentage points in the NL West, and San Francisco is in third right now, but they're only a half game out at 14-8. Giants just keep winning with, you know, not the greatest group that has ever been put together, but boy, they play well together, and they play good fundamental baseball.
They do. It's a great division, very competitive. You got to believe the Dodgers and Giants, maybe even the Padres, will be there at the end. Colorado's been somewhat surprising to me. I don't know if it's the best division in baseball right now, but you can make that argument. Certainly, I think the AL East is awfully good as well. But, again, we're not even at the quarter pole. There are some trends developing. Whether they will last remains to be seen.
Not as much offense as last year. Is that okay with you out there? Do you like to see some more pitching? 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. By the way, some late breaking news here. The Cubs will not have Drew Smyly pitching tonight. He's going on the bereavement list. I'm not sure why. Obviously, there was a reason for that. Scott Efros will start tonight instead for the Cubs, so they will go with a spot starter or a bullpen guy, long bullpen guy, coming up tonight against Michael Kopech and the White Sox and the Cubs as they get together. So there you go. News right there.
You know, I don't have any data on whether offense is down or not, home runs are down or not.
Yes and yes, early.
A lot of talk about it, and it's
but
early.
But it's cold.
It's cold. If you don't think these baseballs are traveling as far, look up the Byron Buxton
YouTube video. I don't need to look it up.
From last week. That ball went about 475, so... But maybe there is some effect, whether it's the balls, the weather, I don't know. Looks like the same brand of baseball to me.
319-366-1600, 5786. The Guardians are hit and miss with their hitting, but they're pitching in the presence of Jose Ramirez. They'll always be competitive. Oh, and throw in the Tito managing this team, and you can't count them out. And I would never count them out. They took care of business against the White Sox a couple weeks ago.
Jose's a good player, man.
As long as the Guardians stay within shouting distance of first place, you got to think Ramirez isn't going anywhere, is he? If the Guardians fall out of that, though, he's probably on his way out of Cleveland, don't you think? I mean, that would be my guess anyway. I think that's what the Guardians are thinking as well. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see about that. 322 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. Wanted to get to this before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We're going to spend most of the second half of the show talking about the Big Ten and what they are looking at as far as their television package, which is going to take shape here in the month of May. We're going to talk with you about that, our listeners out there. At 319-366-1600. I did want to get to this, but first, a couple more texts here. Matt in Cedar Rapids. Miguel Sano, I saw him play against the Colonels one afternoon. I don't think I've ever seen anyone hit a ball that hard. You would like to see him hit a few more for the Twins that hard, right?
No question.
He did sign a long-term deal, 5786 says, with a no-trade clause. So, yeah. Contracts are made to be broken. That's all I'm going to say. Right? Coaches, players, et cetera. The humidor, all balls are kept in a humidor like they do in Colorado, and players have said that it makes a difference. I buy that, but it's also been insanely cold and wet, and the baseball does not travel in weather like this. Very well.
Yeah, let's get a bigger sample size.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, as far as that goes. Like I said, I wanted to get to this before an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update. I know Spencer touched upon this on his show as well. Spencer on Sports, 2 o'clock every weekday. If you are not listening, please do. It is appointment listening like all of our local shows are. But he touched upon this as well. Matt Norlander one of the first to talk about this, senior writer for CBS Sports, college basketball writer, that we may see a new version of what the mid-majors started a few years ago that went away. The Bracket Buster. Remember, you and I was involved in that. And right now, the mid-majors are trying to find anything that can help them in this day and age of college basketball and how things are determined. Was not a bad year for mid-majors as far as the NCAA tournament selection committee was concerned this year, but it's not going to be that way every year. And they need some more quad wins to help out their resumes.
I think it's a fantastic idea. Bring back something that is similar to the Bracket Busters. Have a couple of weekends just prior to conference tournament time where you can go out, and if you're somebody, you're one of the top teams in the Missouri Valley, you go out, play some of the top teams from the Sun Belt or the Colonial or whatever the case may be, or the West Coast Conference, put a UNI together with a St. Mary's or something like that. In the old days, then it would be a return in the non-conference the next year. And I'm not sure if they're going to bring that part of the equation back, but anything that can help, the mid-majors in this day and age of basically the mid-majors, getting the short end of the stick as far as everything is concerned, I am for in a big, big way. I think this would be a great, 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 great idea.
I like the Bracket Buster concept when it was around. And this is another version of it. It's not official.
But bigger and better.
It would happen in in February, as I understand it. One home game and one road game in a matter of 3 or 4 days. And, yeah, I think it will be interesting to see this develop. Not all those matchups will be quad one, though, Scott.
Oh, no. But it's going to help out. Not everyone is going to be playing top flight teams. I mean, you're going to put teams together, lower echelon teams with lower echelon teams, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going to help out. I mean, say a UNI, for example, or a Drake is up there. And
St. Mary's is a good example.
Yeah, and go play a St. Mary's or somebody like that. Perfect. Or what have you, a Middle Tennessee or, whatever the case may be, a Vermont or whatever. I know you and I played Vermont this past year. Maybe that's a bad example, but you get the point. Somebody that's at the top of another league that's going to help you out instead of playing, Evansville or somebody like that that's at the bottom of the Missouri Valley. I mean, you're going to play them anyway, but this helps out your resume. I think it's a great idea. Great move. Good thinking by whoever put this together.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. It's not official as I understand it, right?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. 319-366-1600, 328 here on the program. And we're going to get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update now. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue, southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot, and behind Taco John's. They are open at 4 o'clock. You can check them out online at emilshideaway.com. And what do we have on the scoreboard?
Not a great deal, but we do have that one Major League Baseball game in progress right now, into the third. New York Mets up 4-1. And as you mentioned, the White Sox and Cubs getting together tonight for bragging rights in Chicago. Locally, Cedar Rapids Colonels game against Quad Cities is on. As of right now, the tarp has been removed from the field. Those teams start a six-game series tonight. Cedar Rapids still on top of the West Division of the Midwest League. And the Northern Iowa softball team clinched the Missouri Valley Conference Championship, extending its winning streak to 16 games with a doubleheader sweep against Indiana State. That team is coached by Cedar Rapidian Ryan Jacobs.
Yeah. Doing a great, great job up there at UNI with Iowa talent. Zach is playing this week at the Wells Fargo.
He is.
Don't believe tee times are out yet, as far as that is concerned, but they'll be out shortly. Now, that's usually in Charlotte at Quail Hollow, but this year it's going to be played outside of Washington, D.C. at TPC Avenue, who, of course, used to be the host of the Kemper Open back in the day. And that went by the wayside. The Quail Hollow course, they are not going to play there this year because that is the site of the President's Cup later on this fall. So it will be back as the host of the Wells Fargo Invitational next year. Take a break, come back, and we're going to talk about the Big Ten and what they are looking at as far as television in the future, what it means for viewers, what it means for fans out there. We're going to get your thoughts about it as well. 319-366-1600. More of the Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union coming your way after this here on KGYM.
Severe weather can sneak up fast, and Linn County REC wants you to stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so here's a handy checklist to help you get prepared for storm-related power outages. First, make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. Second, visit the Outage Center at LynnCountyREC.com to familiarize yourself with resources like the Outage Map and details on how to report an outage. Third, sign up for Outage Alerts so Linn County REC can notify you if the power goes out at your home or business and let you know when it comes back on. Next, if you have a portable generator, be sure you know how to use it safely. Follow all guidelines and manufacturer instructions. And finally, for more information, go to LynnCountyREC.com, helping you plan ahead. Another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Breaking Benjamin. Live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
You've got it all planned. Spring cleaning, then off to the landfill and recycling building on Saturday, right? Hang on. You need an appointment if you're coming Saturday. Don't have one? No dice, pal. So plan ahead with a Saturday appointment or bring your stuff to the landfill and recycling building on County Home Road Monday through Friday between 7 and 4. You never need an appointment on weekdays. Simplify spring cleaning. Visit the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency weekdays or make your Saturday appointment early. Details at solidwasteagency.org.
I sure hope you're ready to party like it's 1996, because not only can you now enjoy Raising Cane's in Coralville, but you can help them celebrate 25 years of giving back. All you've got to do is purchase a limited edition 25th birthday plush puppy. You can do that in restaurant or go to RaisingCane'sGear.com. Do that before June 5th, then Raising Cane's going to take all net proceeds and donate them to Cedar Bend Humane Society. Do some good. Enjoy yourself some hot, cook-to-order chicken fingers at Raising Cane's One Love, now open in Coralville at I-80 and Coral Ridge Avenue.
At CDW, we get you can't lock up your devices. Your workforce needs the freedom to roam.
Final boarding call, flight 555 to New York.
And wherever they go, productivity is key. But with Microsoft Surface devices pre-configured and deployed by CDW experts, you'll get multi-layered security and seamless experiences to help productivity really take off. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/surface.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
We are back in the Gym Class for a Tuesday here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be our our bi-weekly edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian Haas will join us in studio, and got a great show lined up for you, and special guest. We're going to be talking with Sean McCarty tomorrow on the program, who is going to be teeing it up for the second time in the PGA Championship in a few weeks down in Tulsa, Oklahoma at Southern Hills Country Club. He got one of the spots that are guaranteed to PGA Club Pros in the tournament that was completed about a week ago. And going to talk to Sean tomorrow. And your questions as well for Brian at 319-366-1600. And then on Thursday, our friend Barry Abrams from ESPN will join us. And we will preview the Kentucky Derby. It's Derby week. The Run for the Roses. I believe tomorrow will be the draw. And we'll see where everybody will line up.
We got an Iowa horse in it.
We have an Iowa horse in there this year. We'll get Barry's thoughts about the Iowa-owned horse for the Kentucky Derby coming up. I am always loving the Derby. I think it's fantastic. These one-off events that, you know, in the days of, you know, network television, et cetera, with one baseball game a week, they were more popular than they are now. But the Derby is still the Derby.
Yeah, I like watching it every year, and it's an iconic event, and the spectators add a lot to it. Interesting story in the Gazette today about the fact that the Derby is it as popular as it once was. I can't answer that. Maybe Barry can, but it has been stained in recent years by a variety of things, Bob Baffert's shenanigans among them. But it also had a run, as the story pointed out, some really great stories. And I think it was 2005 or 6 where the longest of long shots came in. Not only first, but first, second, and fourth, creating a gigantic superfecta. Those stories in the last 10 or 15 years we've seen at the Kentucky Derby. We'll see about this year.
Yeah. Before we get to talking about the Big Ten here, one college basketball note out of the portal. Big one. Big commitment earlier on today. Baylor Shireman, the terrific, terrific shooting guard. He is committed to play at Creighton next year. And boy, Doug McDermott team is going to have a whale of a team in Omaha.
Be a top five team.
Yeah, top 10 at least, top five, maybe. But boy, they're going to be good next year over in the Big East for the Creighton Blue Jays. And they had a good team this year. And add Shireman to that group and most of them coming back, that's going to be a really fun year potentially over in Omaha for Creighton. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Speaking of college athletics, I'm going to talk a little bit about what is coming up as far as the Big Ten is concerned. The Big Ten this month is going to, sounds like anyway, that Commissioner Walker wants to finalize things. Warren, I'm sorry, why did I say Walker? Kevin Warren wants to get things going as far as getting the brand new media contract taken care of. Television is what we're talking about. The Big Ten will be the first of the power conferences to get things rolling as far as renegotiating. And what they do is going to basically dictate what happens with the other conferences. Right now, the Big Ten with an agreement with ESPN. They have an agreement with the Fox networks out there as well. Obviously, the Big Ten Network, which is in there, included in the umbrella with the Fox networks in there. Questions for the Big Ten is somebody going to step up and offer the Big Ten a whole bunch of money to put all of their games on a platform? Would that be Fox? Would that be ESPN? Those are the two. Now, also in play, Mark, are some of these subscription networks. Now, I'll use the word networks for lack of a better term right now. And what you could see in the foreseeable future, even starting maybe this fall or certainly in a couple of years in the Big Ten and other conferences, is you are going to see games on platforms. And, you know, I think we all know them, so I'm not giving them a plug or anything, but Amazon, where Thursday Night Football is going to be starting this year. You're going to see games there. You're going to see games on possibly, you know, Hulu, Peacock, whatever the case may be. Is that good or bad? I mean, we know it is the future. We know that's the way things are going to be. I think probably within the next two decades, you may see just very few games, if any, on network television. I think you're going to see them as an a la carte, you know, pick and choose as far as your subscription level service is concerned. And, you know, we are not against that. We know it's coming. We know it's probably going to be coming in the near future. But the question to you folks out there at 319-366-1600 is this, and that is, you know, when does this get to be too much? When you have this platform, this subscription, that subscription, you got ESPN Plus, you've got Big Ten Plus, you've got Paramount, you've got Peacock, you got Amazon. Are you going to pay for one or two Iowa or Iowa State games on a subscription service just to see them and use it once? That's the question. And it is coming. So you're going to have to face this. Can I speak today, Mark? This decision sooner or later. Sooner than later.
Commissioner Warren said to various reporters today that he wants a package that would appeal to folks age 5 to 105. And in the next sentence, he said, not everyone consumes the Big Ten product or other products in the same manner. And I perfectly understand that. I, for one, I think I pay enough for my cable service, and I get what I want by and large. Do I want to get Big Ten Plus? Do I want to get ESPN Plus? Do I want to get Amazon? Do I want to jump through hoops and change my whole, you know, service so I can get one game against Tennessee Tech, you know, in a year? Do I want to pay the money for the subscription service when I know damn well I'm not going to watch much of it except for maybe one game that I want to see? And then you have, like, things like the Longhorn Network.
Yeah.
Iowa State plays at Texas. Yep, sorry, you can't see it.
Are you going to see if the whole consortium comes together as well and Big Ten teams start to play ACC teams? You could see games on the ACC network, et cetera, like that. The SEC network is out there.
We become spoiled.
Very
football,
true.
And largely in basketball, not as much, but football, for a lot of years now, we've been able to watch every game in on our cable provider.
Would this be a boon for radio to come back a little bit? Not that it has ever gone anywhere. We love radio. We're on it. But given a choice, and first text we got from Jeff, nope, I won't, as far as buying a subscription channel just to see one football game.
It could be that the Big Ten will stick with Fox and ESPN. It will be as we know it now. But I understand. I'm not on board with this, but Amazon, Apple, so on and so forth are the waves of the future.
They are. And it's
and
younger.
It is.
Skews younger.
How much younger? I mean, people subscribing now to the MLB package and Big Ten. I don't want to watch a game on my computer. I have. Twins played a Facebook YouTube game when that was
going.
A couple of years ago. I watched it on my computer. It's not my preferred. I don't want to watch it on my phone. You know, maybe you do out there. Maybe that's going to be the way you will consume college football and college basketball in the not too distant future.
This is how we started with 11 o'clock and 2:30 kickoffs, my friends. which 22:35 reminds us of, and CBS is also in the mix here because apparently they will not have the SEC games starting up. The SEC and the CBS have been synonymous with one another. Well, since Brent Musburger left CBS, remember CBS used to do the Big Ten. Remember Iowa, Michigan 1-2 in 1985 was on CBS with Brent Musburger and Eric Barsegian calling the game at Kinnick Stadium. There you go.
Business analysts estimate this deal is going to be worth $1 billion.
Probably even north of that, I'd say.
And that $1 billion would equate to $71 million per Big Ten school.
It's a lot of NIL money. 319-366-1600. Some text coming in. 2235 also adds, as far as the streaming platforms are concerned, ESPN Plus, Big Ten Plus as a whole is not good. Big Ten baseball is lacking with coverage. I will say this, that a lot of the Big Ten Plus are student. There are a lot of student-directed games, et cetera, especially with some of the Olympic sports. And, you know, I do like to see that because it gives those kids an opportunity to get out there and get some real-world experience. 1238, just have to listen to the radio, as we did back in the day. Capitalism at its finest, says 6882. And 6429, streaming will get many of the diehard fans, but you can't grow a fan base that way. Also, it is getting to the point where people may only want to subscribe to two or maybe three services, as it does add up. You're darn right it does add up, but it's coming. It's coming. This is just because people are not on board. This is the...
How many subscriptions can you afford?
That is true.
Some people, they unlimited.
Maybe people, 5202 on the text line, maybe bring people back to the game in person instead of paying for one-time subscriptions.
Yeah.
Stadiums are pretty full, though, as far as the Big Ten is concerned. At most schools, not going to say all the schools, but at most of the schools, attendance is still good as far as football is concerned. And we're basically talking football here. We are talking football, as a matter of fact.
Well, if Iowa plays Tennessee Tech, for example, and the game is
nothing against Tennessee Tech, by the way.
Yeah, I got a lot against them. No, I'm just kidding. If that game is streamed on, you name the service, are you going to pay for it? To see Iowa play Tennessee Tech, or are you going to listen to Dolph?
For a one-timer.
For a one-timer.
A one-time game. Because let's be honest. You know,
I suppose in our business we could write that off, couldn't we?
Well, we can ask.
$15.99 isn't going to put a dent in my bill. I know that.
and no, you know, Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State, they aren't going to be on, you know, whatever the subscription platform is concerned. Those games are not going to be. It's going to be the games we talked about. It's going to be Northwestern, Rutgers in a Big Ten.
Nothing against
setting.
Rutgers.
Nothing against them. They were a bowl team last year. And some of the non-conference games are probably going to get relegated to that as well. And because they know darn well people are going to plop down $12.99, $15.99, or whatever the case may be, to see their team play in that particular game on, like you did on Facebook, to see the Twins.
And by the way, I didn't watch the whole game.
319-366-1600.
Because I had other stuff to do on my computer.
319 366-1600.
Yeah, I know about split screens.
Picture in picture and all that jazz, huh? Come on. Come on. And again, you know what? Like I said, it's coming. And it's going to be a part of this particular television contract that the Big Ten has put together. We know that. And the question is, are you going to pony up for it? That's what we're asking here today. Keep those texts coming in at 319-366-1600. Thank you very much for the interaction. We're going to take a short break, come back, and have more of the gym class after this here on KGYM.
Menards has what you need to grow the perfect lawn, and you'll save 11% on everything. Spectracide Weed and Feed attaches to your garden hose and kills over 10 common broadleaf weeds, like dandelions, while feeding your lawn. Treat up to 7,500 square feet for just $7.99 after 11% rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through May 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it out. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors,
about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one, which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive.
Bundle and protect today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
3:52 on the button. Back with you on the gym class on KGYM to wrap things up here on this Tuesday edition of the show. Don't forget tomorrow, Caddy Smack on the gym class. Brian Haas joins us here in studio, and we will discuss golf with you. Sean McCartney, who qualified to play in the PGA Championship, the head pro down at Brown Deer in Coralville, will be joining us coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about the PGA and his good comeback late in that tournament to get to Southern Hills. Second time he's going to be teeing up at the PGA Championship, so we will talk golf with you tomorrow and answer your questions, Brian will. If you've been able to get out on the golf course in between raindrops and 48-degree temperatures or worse, they did yesterday. Hats off to all the gals at the MVC Super Meet yesterday, as that was not a fun day to play golf. I would not have been out there unless I had to.
No, a freshman from Washington, Jane Peterson, medalist at 73. That's a heck of a round.
Yeah, that's Niall's little sister, who was a terrific golfer for Denny Gettle and the Warriors. And Cedar Falls won that particular meet, Linmar finishing up in second. So hopefully better weather to come for the track folks and the golfers and the tennis people and the soccer players. Baseball and softball getting started yesterday as far as practice is concerned. 319-366-1600. More texts out there. I do not control Mark's wages. 1900 on the text line. ESPN Plus is the only way to watch UNI football and basketball, but worth it. Yes, but that's not big. That's not Big Ten. Nothing against UNI. But that is, yes, very good platform for what the Missouri Valley is dealing with. 0835, whatever happened to the good old fun old school way of following the game play by play from the ESPN website? We missed those days.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, and then 8186, let's hope a subscription isn't subject to the dreaded blackout issues as MLB deals with
Well,
I can't imagine that would be the case. I don't know why they would, but then I can't imagine why you can't see five or six Major League Baseball teams in our state. But that's just the way it is. Until that gets changed, which, fingers crossed, we'll get someday.
Again, the Big Ten package going to be negotiated here in the next few weeks, and Kevin Warren, the commissioner, expects a deal within maybe 30 days.
Which means it's coming in 30 days. It's coming. It's coming out there. 319-366-1600. We've got NBA basketball coming your way tonight as the playoffs continue. As coming up tonight for you at 6 o'clock here on KGYM, it'll be game number two between Milwaukee and Boston. The Bucks won game one on the road, and they will try for a 2-0 lead in that series and a stranglehold there. Golden State and Memphis will also play coming up tonight, and full slate of Major League Baseball coming up tonight as well. Bottom of the fifth, and they're scoring runs in the Big Apple, the Mets leading Atlanta 5-4. That's the first of two, by the way. They will play another one coming up a little bit later on this evening, and already a couple of postponements here in the Midwest. Detroit and Pittsburgh are postponed, and San Diego and Cleveland are postponed for later on. White Sox will take on the Cubs tonight, and that will be at Wrigley Field. That is a 6:40 start for that one, weather permitting. As it will be, Drew Smyly was going to pitch for the Cubs. He has been put on the bereavement list, so Efros will be on the mound for Chicago, the Cubs, and Michael Kopech on the mound with a 1.42 ERA for the White Sox. We'll see how that plays out coming up this evening. And good to see hockey playoffs back on ESPN last night. Even better to see the Blues with a 4-0 win over the Minnesota Wild. It's only game one, though. That thing's going to go seven. That thing is going to go seven. No doubt about that. And, thanks for the discussion on this. And we'll see what the Big Ten does. Where they go. I think it's going to be a smorgasbord again, and I would not be shocked to see CBS involved in that thing somehow.
Yeah, NBC will take a look. TNT will take a look. Again, the streaming services will take a look.
Fox
for sure. Fox,
yeah, with
and
the Big
ESPN.
Ten Network.
That's a given, yeah.
Yeah, BTN's not going to stop showing football games, everybody.
No.
It's going to be a Saturday with at least a couple of games on BTN every week. No doubt about that. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. The Todd Bromelcamp Show with Alex Kuhn takes you from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Right up to the Bucks and the Celtics game two in the Eastern Conference semifinals in the NBA coming up this evening. Mark, have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Will do. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union right here on KGYM.
Friends, we all reach tipping points in life. The weight of a low-paying job, unpaid bills, a new family. You can't keep going. That's where My Computer Career can help. In just months, not years, they can help you start a new life as an IT pro, even without...